This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part three of a message we began on Monday from 1 Corinthians 9:19 about witnessing to other people. We're talking about five things that we can do to reach people. The first one was establishing common ground. That's where we left off yesterday. We continue with this second point out of 5 points about witnessing. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope today. But you know what I mean. He was relating to the person he was calling upon, talking to. And all I'm saying is find some common ground with somebody. And that's the first step in witnessing to someone about Christ. Find common ground to talk about. Number two, I think this is really important. Avoid a know-it-all attitude. Avoid a know-it-all attitude. Nothing is more offensive to a person who's talking to someone who's having a spiritual conversation, and ministers are guilty of this probably more than anyone else, having a know-it-all attitude. The Lord will do more with your I-know-nothing attitude than He will with a know-it-all attitude. The Lord will do more with a man or woman who says, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I just know my life is not the same since I came to Christ. The Holy Spirit will do far more with that than He will with somebody saying, let me take an hour to explain theology to you. Let me explain to you the history of the Scripture. Let me explain to you the book of 1 Corinthians. That doesn't reach people. Avoid a know-it-all attitude. You come to a person in humility, and God will use your humble approach to do more than you would ever do in your pride. Avoid the know-it-all attitude. Number three, make the other person feel comfortable, not intimidated. How do you do that? You know, I found that when you talk to people, what makes people comfortable is asking simple questions like, where are you from? Where did you grow up? And I do that so much, I do it without even thinking. I'm not making this up. My children will attest to this. I used to make my children so mad. We'd be on an elevator at a hospital, and there'd be a complete stranger standing there, and I'd say, so where are you from? And my boys would say, Dad, why do you do that? That is so stupid that you talk to strangers like that. But I enjoy finding out where people are from, because it's amazing when people tell you where they're from, there's always something common that you can pull from that. But I think it's important to make the other person feel comfortable, not intimidated. I'm moving quickly here. Number four, be sensitive to their story or background. Everybody has a story, including you. You know what your story is? It's your history. It's where you've been spiritually. And it's where you haven't been spiritually. It's been some of the good things that have happened in your life and some of the bad things that have happened in your life. It's been the glorious moments and it's been the tragedy. That's called your story. And I have found that every man, every woman that I've ever met has a story. And you don't get their story the first time you talk to them. Sometimes it takes a while. But sooner or later, most people will share at least part of their story. John, who gave our prayer today, John Spence, he's got a story, believe me. And I don't know all of his story, but some of you do. You know what he's been through during his experiences in the 60s in the Vietnam War, but everybody has a story. Some of you have been through your own war experience in a divorce. Some of you have been through a horrible, hellish experience with an illness of a child, and you've gone through some terrible things. And everybody has a story. We need to be sensitive to people's story and their background. Now, here's the most important point. I'm going to wrap up with this. Number five, realize the Holy Spirit's job is to convict. Your job is to simply share. The Holy Spirit of God takes what you say and what I say, and He's the one who does the convicting.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.